Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The most beloved deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no action that man does on the day of Eidul Adha that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the spilling of blood of the Qurbani animal. Indeed, this animal will be brought on the day of Qiyamah with its horns, its hair and its hooves. Verily, before the blood touches the ground, it is already accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do this qurbani with a good heart. Note, we understand from this hadith sharif that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves certain actions from His servants at certain occasions. On the day of Eidul Adha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the sacrificing of animals. It is only right for us to please our Creator on this day by actively participating in qurbani. Furthermore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that the qurbani animal will come on the day of Qiyamah with its hooves, horns and hair. This will be weighed on the scales of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. At a time when we will be most in need of amal salihah, of good actions and good deeds, it will be our qurbani animals that will also come to our assistance by adding to the weight. In the last part of this hadith sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us to do the qurbani with a good heart. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His side has promised such immense rewards for making qurbani, it is only fair that we go out of our way to perform the qurbani in the best possible manner. We should not be miserly and try to purchase an inferior animal to cheaply fulfill this obligation. We should rather spend freely in purchasing the best available animal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us accordingly. Qurbani is replaced very quickly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a short span of time, this is it, and in fact increases the wealth spent for qurbani. Therefore, spend one's wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reap the rewards in this world and in the next. Alhamdulillah, the moon for Zulhijjah has been sighted. So, Zulhijjah, the month of Zulhijjah has already commenced. Qurbani, the day of Eidul Adha, the first day of Eidul Adha will therefore be on next week Thursday, inshallah. And as we mentioned previously that once these days of Zulhijjah commence, then these are days in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which good actions and amal salihah are most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should try already to make some program for ourselves, like how we make a program in the month of Ramadan. Then in these days also, these are very auspicious days, we should try to chalk out some sort of program where we don't lose out in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we don't lose out in reaping these rewards from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.